Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
All right, let's rock and roll, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. An extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
How are you?
Happiness ain't out of.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. A little time to chat this morning. We're opening a couple of segments here. Later this hour, we're going to find out about the FMX 406 Freestyle Motocross Show. It'll be happening in Watford City. Within the sound of our voice on KTGO at the all-new McKenzie County Ag Expo. That's actually tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Details on that coming up. Kent Busick will be here from Busick Olson & Associates. Ken is he's a tax man, but he's much more than that. He's a brilliant business mind, and looking forward to talking to him about a couple of things in the news, including some people who say that Biden's student loan forgiveness is no different than the farm program or some of the COVID relief programs. Talking to him about that, and he also was out in Western North Dakota recently, kind of curious how that was. Looking for him, and we'll have a chat with him about that. Brian Kronk will be here also, the money man. Chat with him monthly on What's on Your Mind. Really break down the markets. Collins and Kronk, managing partner. Brian Kronk, talking the money, talking the markets. Come up before the end of the program today. I am hurrying to get my $1 donation in to get my $20 gift card. For Doug Burgum. Why wouldn't you? Isn't this a no-brainer? Number one, I've said all along, I think the governor's got a long, long shot at this. He has to know that himself. This is tough. He's having trouble breaking 1%. He needs 1% to get on the debate stage. He needs 40,000 donors to do it. But he's North Dakota's governor, and every time he's interviewed on Meet the Press or, pick your television show, and if he's ultimately on that debate stage, it's North Dakota's governor. It's your state being represented. Might cause some people to say, you know what? I'm tired of this crazy California or New York City. Maybe I'm going to escape this madness and go to a great state like North Dakota. Maybe I'll start a business there. Maybe I'll invest there. Buy some farmland there. Great investment. Right? Is there anything wrong with that? Am I crazy? You tell me at 701-271-1100. If I can donate a dollar, if I say, here's a buck, and you're giving me 20 back, what part of that deal is bad for me? Wait a minute now. I give you a dollar, you give me 20. There's a new report out that the governor's campaign, in the first 48 hours of this unique little offering of the Biden Economic Recovery Card, that they've received 20,000 donations in the first 48 hours. So they believe they're going to max out at 50,000, which was the max that they would do this for the first 50,000 people. Donate a buck, get 20 bucks. I don't know. I just think this is, I think it's a no-brainer. I do. And I think it's very innovative. I called it brilliant the other day when we were talking about when it was announced. Obviously, they're halfway to their goal in 48 hours. So this is resonating with folks. This is a way to get noticed. And just back up to the basic. If I say, here's a 20 spot for you, Scott. Give me a dollar and I'll give you 20. You do that all day long, wouldn't you? You tell me. 701-271-1100. I was actually during the break going to DougBurgum.com on my phone, and it's being super slow to get to DougBurgum.com, which would lead me to believe that it's a popular spot. And if in 48 hours they got to 20,000 of these, they're not going to be left very much longer. I'm going to get mine. Buck for 20. Take that trade any day, all day. Anyway, 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Why wouldn't I trade a dollar for 20? My name on the list for a supporter to qualify you for the debate stage. Because I'm not a prostitute. What? What in the world? That's a stretch, isn't it? Why wouldn't I trade a dollar for 20, my name on a list for a supporter to qualify you for the debate stage because I'm not a prostitute? I think this listener just called me and 20,000 others a prostitute, but I don't get the logic. Another listener says, where does the gift card come from? Target, Walmart, etc. It's evidently a Visa or MasterCard. That's what they are. So they're like, you know, those gift cards you buy in the store and you activate and you give somebody a Visa gift card. So put a tank of gas on, buy a meal. I don't know. This just seems like a no-brainer to me. Really does. You tell me if I'm wrong. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Super producer Chris Larson, have you donated your $1 to get 20 yet?
I am running into the same issue as you are, Scotty, right now. The website is really slow, which leads me to believe it's a good thing for the Burgum camp.
Yeah, although if it's slow and you can't donate, you might be a little ticked off. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. So frustrating.
I'm a little amazed. We just brought this up briefly the day it was announced. Didn't spend a lot of time on it, but just talked about it as a tool the governor's deploying at a cost to get on the debate stage. And if you're one of a dozen candidates or whatever number is candidates out there, and you have a threshold of 40,000 donors to get on the debate stage, I can't think of a craftier way to do that. It's legal. There's nothing illegal about this. And for you, you're donating a buck and getting 20 bucks back.
Oh, exactly.
I don't get it. I don't get the, and maybe if you don't like Governor Burgum, you're not going to like this. Yes, I guess, you know, which is fine. You know, there's people that don't like the idea of the governor running for president. That's fine. I'm of the opinion the more the merrier in the quest for the presidency so we can be done with this individual.
One country cannot be allowed to seize its neighbor's territory by force. Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, wrecking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on it, its inhumane attacks on Russia.
Oh, what? So he just said Russia could end the war by ceasing their attacks on Russia. What is he smoking over there in Finland?
On Russia. I mean, spy Russia on Ukraine. One country cannot be allowed to seize its neighbor's territory by force. Russia could end this war tomorrow by withdrawing its forces from Ukraine, wrecking its international borders, and ceasing its attacks on it, its inhumane attacks on Russia.
I would love to hear a speech one time from that president, Joe Biden, where I actually could understand every word, rather than a He did catch himself on this one, by the way.
I mean, spy Russia on Ukraine.
If few seconds later, yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, it was the greatest hits of Joe Biden on yesterday.
Soon NATO will be the 32nd freestanding, have free 32 freestanding members.
Yeah, okay, now I'm going to try and speak English so you can understand it. 32, 30, 30, 32, 30, 30. See what I mean? Get anybody in this race on the Republican side to go out there and talk about how they do it differently to save us from that. I think that's it's a great thing. Go to it. Get it done.
You know, Scott, you go back to what Governor Burgum is doing. It's a lot like Vivek Ramaswamy and what he's doing. We can talk about that after the break.
And Vivek is doing unbelievable in the polls. He is, I mean, anybody that is trying to get their name out there and get on that debate stage ought to follow the Vivek playbook for sure. By the way, Biden was in Lithuania, not Finland. I misspoke. He's in Finland today. Yesterday, it was Lithuania. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon from my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck, and you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday, PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summertime means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So bold as to suggest a great spot for your lunch today. How does Swedish meatballs sound? Cruise on into the PetroServe USA on 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Clinton. Swedish Meatballs, MP Avenue. Beef Tips with Gravy, 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA. Lasagna with Garlic Toast today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Southern Chicken Bowl. Bacon Cheeseburger Hot Dish in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Any size fountain pop is 79 cents today. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. We're talking about the crafty campaign tactic of Governor Doug Burgum, candidate for president, and offering you a $20 Visa gift card if you donate $1. His path to the debate stage. What do you think of that? Sid in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, you just explained it. He does need 50,000 supporters to get on the debate stage. Is that correct?
40,000. Yep. But they're saying they're going to
go 40,000.
They're capping this at 50. I think they just want to make sure they're well above it, right?
So if you need 40,000 to get on the debate stage, to add up those numbers, I will give you $19 back for a $1 donation. So you have sold your support. Is that what your citizenship is worth? Is $19? Because that's the deal. And that's why I sent you the text. I will not send in my dollar for a $19 check because it makes me a prostitute.
I don't understand how it makes you a prostitute, and I don't understand how it makes you selling.
Well, you just sold your vote, God. You just sold your support, and you just explained that you did.
I didn't sell my support. What I did was it was a transaction, considered a monetary transaction. And if you walk downtown today and somebody said, "Hey, Sid, if you give me a buck, I'll give you 20," would you do it?
If I walked downtown and I said, "Scott, you give me a buck, I'll give you 19, and you walk in that door and slap that man on the side of the face, would you do that?
No.
Or would you walk in there and say, "Sid's the greatest person on the planet, and he needs to be mayor of Fargo"? Because if you do, I got your 19 bucks, and I'll run for mayor.
I'm not totally following
That's
you there,
the same
Sid.
Proposition.
But I'm saying,
you know, what do you mean? I just popped up and you not follow me. I just told you exactly what.
Well, you got me. You got me.
The governor has doing.
You got me slapping somebody. I don't know. It's nothing about slapping it. There's no strings attached.
Okay, I'll take that back. I'll take that back, Scott. I will give you. You give me a dollar. I will give you $19, and then you go and put your name on a petition to get me on the debate stage so I can run for the mayor of Fargo. Same thing. Have I not just bought your support?
What you've done is contributed to somebody that you want to get on a debate stage. And I don't think getting somebody on a debate stage, whether it's a mayor of Fargo or a candidate for president, is... There's a rule. The rule says you need 40,000.
It's a straight-up sale of your citizenship, and you should admit it.
Sale of my citizenship? I just don't see it that way, Sid, but I appreciate your... I appreciate your passion on the issue. That's for sure. Call again. 701-271-1100. I think we're overcomplicating this. I mean, again, if you don't like the governor, you don't like this idea. Get it. Fine. No big deal. But to me, I don't care if you could care less about who the next president of the United States is or who the Republican nominees are or any debate or anything else. Somebody says, "Give me a dollar and I'll give you 20. I don't. How is that selling your citizenship?
I just
tell me. Mark in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, hey, good morning, Scott. And I'd just like to say I did donate my dollar to Doug Burgum, and as far as I know, I am not a prostitute. And I'm not selling off my citizenship or anything else like that. I know your listeners are probably very, very happy to hear that I'm not a prostitute. Hey, listen, so here's the question out there for people. Number one, is it just good business to get a 1,900% return on your small investment of a dollar? to somebody so they get on the debate stage and close circuit the people out there, especially these buffoons out there that say, we need to get the money out of politics. That's what we got. Yeah, that'll happen just as soon as we change the sky from being blue. It's not going to happen. That's the way politics works. Dirty or not, that's exactly what it is. So here's my question to the liberals out there, and I'll await their hate mail on this, what is more ethical? What is more unethical? Doug Burgum using his own money to say, you donate a dollar, I'll give you a $20 gift card here. I want to get on the debate stage so that I can have my ideas known in the political dialogue. Or let's just say if there was a candidate or a person running for president that says, I want to use on the taxpayer's back, you vote for me, I'm going to try to pass that. I'm going to forgive $20,000 of your student loans out there, and I'm going to do it all on the backs of the U.S. taxpayers. What is more unethical, a guy using his own money or hosing the entire U.S. economy and forgiving debt?
You nailed it, Mark. You nailed it. You couldn't be more right there. You know, talk about apples and oranges. That's absolutely for sure. And look, anybody that is honest about it would say, okay, it's going to cost you $1 million, but you get on the debate stage. Is that worth it? Of course it is. That's like, you know, that makes the rest of the campaign expenditures worthwhile because you got on the stage, as you say, to get your ideas forward. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. Mark, great points. Appreciate your call. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I agree with Sid. I think that was a neat way of looking at it, $19 for your citizenship. I think Sid's spot on. But here's the way I look at it. There's no difference, and I like Doug Burgum as a person, not as a governor, but as a person. He's a great businessman, a nice guy. So I like Doug Burgum. But here's the deal. This is no different than George Soros buying prosecutors, buying judges, buying everything else that George Soros does. If you have the money in politics, you get your way. We don't need another George Soros, even if he's wearing a white coat.
Okay, but let me follow. Help me with this logic. George Soros gets some crazy DA, and the DA says, empty the jails. Right? So George Soros is saying, if you get in there as DA, you empty the jails, and I'll fund you. Okay? That's horrific. How in the world can you equate that to somebody that says, I'll donate a dollar to get 20 back?
Come on, Scott. It's just money and power. It's not about being a conservative. It's not about doing the right stuff. It's money. And if you have it, you have the power. I'm all for letting people vote. But here's what I think is odd. What the Republican Party isn't our party. It's a unique little group. So they set the rules at 40,000. Why did they set it at 40,000? I don't think that's right. If you're on the ballot and you're running, you should be able to debate. So I don't agree with the 40,000 to start with, even because they're trying to throttle it down to who they want.
That's the Republican National Committee has set that agenda. But you're right there. It is interesting. Although you can't have 30 people on stage.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Is Scott a prostitute? That's the question of the day. Didn't think that one would come up today, did you? Didn't see that one coming, Chris, super producer.
No, I did not see that coming, Scotty.
You don't need a dollar. Get 20 back. You're a prostitute, according to Sid. And we're asking others if you agree. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. I want to tell you about their link service contracts. They're environmental maintenance agreements. If you own a building, if you manage a building anywhere in the region, 600-plus folks, well, different buildings are maintained by the all the mechanical heating, all the cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains are managed through this Link Service contract. Here's what it does. Link Service, H.A. Thompson & Sons, maintains all of your equipment. They even do this at manufacturing plants in the region, okay, assembly line. We'll maintain it. We'll do all the maintenance on it. When it breaks down, we'll fix it. Need a new one, we'll put a new one in. You pay one price, static price, a little certainty on the bottom line, which is really welcome these days. Find out more about that at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. All right, let me rip through some text here. A man who claims he got a triple after being born on third base. I assume that's a that's our governor, it says it in the follow-up text. I see. Here's what I know of the governor's story. Grew up on a farm. Dad died when he was young, teenager. Worked at the grain elevator. Went to NDSU, went to Stanford. Started Great Plains Software from scratch, like little computer store downtown Fargo, into a ginormous software company that sells to Microsoft for $1.1 billion. That sounds self-made to me. Doesn't sound like somebody born on third base. Another listener, take this context. If someone says, I will give you $20 if you give me $1, my first reaction is, what is the catch? If a politician gives me that deal, I'm putting my wallet on lockdown. Well, in this case, we know what the catch is. The catch is he needs 40,000 donors to get on the debate stage. So that's why he's doing it. That's why he's willing to pay you 20 in exchange for one, because you're now a donor and he can count you as one of the 40,000 donors and get on the debate stage. That's the quote-unquote catch. How does that harm me? What does that do to me? Texter says, the guy that's saying that anyone who takes advantage of this deal is prostituting themselves is incorrect because you're not selling your vote. You're supporting an additional person to be in the debate, And then they have to take it from there. And how does he know these people would not support the candidate anyway? They might have already given him money. No one is on the primary ballot yet. You have to collect signatures to be on the ballot, as far as I know, in all the states, and that doesn't even happen until next year. Another texture. This is meant to be a lighthearted. The quickest way for Governor Burgum to get 40,000 donors would be to charge $1 to unsubscribe from his incessant emails. Oh, man, that is an annoying thing, not only about Governor Burgum's presidential campaign, but about politics in general. Isn't it crazy? Text bomb you, email you, I mean, over and over. And by the way, I think the person that perfected this is Donald Trump. I get more emails still to this day from Donald Trump than anybody in his campaign. Tons of them. It's unbelievable.
Like 3 an hour, Scott.
Yeah.
3 an hour. It's crazy.
I also can't go on Facebook anymore without seeing Governor Burgum's mug about every fifth, post, you know. Texas says, I think what that caller was trying to say is that if you give money to people who give a contribution so you can get on the debate stage, it's a ploy and a false representation of Burgum's support. People will invest on a return and not the governor. Maybe so. But maybe as a donor that said, hey, I'm going to give you a buck and get 20 in return, gets a few emails, says, I like this guy. He's one of the final five candidates standing. I'm going to support him. I mean, I think it could turn into that, right? I do. All right, let's see here. A lot of other texts, but I'll get to Jim in Fargo who has a question, and then I'll go back to more of these texts here. Hi, Jim, what's on your mind?
Oh, I want to talk about the city budget. You know, the city has a budget, and if they don't spend all the money, they can't increase the budget? Is that how it goes, or they can't? How does that work?
Well, I think how it works is if I'm in the sanitation department for the city of Fargo, and I have a budget of $5 million, if I spend $3.5 million, chances are my budget's going to go down to $3.5 million because I didn't need the full five. So, you know, kind of the dirty little secret of government is when you're budgeted some money, you spend it, and you go out of your way to spend it. Otherwise, your budget's going to go down. Does that make sense?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm going to get to is the city of Fargo a while back put in this hockey rink at Madison Avenue School, and beautiful hockey rink. Holy crap! They must have paid. I don't know how much. I mean, it has lights and everything. And I've been living in that area, and I've never seen a game played there. The only business that hockey rink gets is when people are walking their dogs and it gets squirted on, you know. And I seen one guy, a homeless guy, had set up a tent inside there, you know, because he's getting out of the sun and everything. And but what a waste of money. And I want to know how many more of these hockey rinks were put up around the Fargo area just to spend the money so they could increase their budget and hit us, taxpayers.
When did this go up, Jim?
Money rolling. Oh, it's been up there, more than 10 years, and I haven't seen one game played there. I haven't seen nothing. It's just sitting there rotting away. Well, it's green treated wood, stainless steel bolts. Beautiful. I mean, it has like four or six big lights for night hockey. Were they planning on having a playoff or scrimmaging there, get teams together?
I don't know. I've been to the one at Centennial School before, and usually over the holidays we'll go over there with the kids and skate around and have some fun, play a little pickup hockey or just something dumb. And it's usually pretty busy. That one's at Centennial School, and I would guess those are park board facilities, not city facilities, so it wouldn't be city dollars there. But next time we have somebody on from the park board, we'll ask him, Jim, okay?
Yeah, park board, part of school, and whatever. But, yeah, I think I've seen the park board budget go up. You know, when the school taxes go down, the park board taxes go up, so they want to just equal out, and everybody gets, and my property taxes keep going up. but the money.
Your property taxes are partly a park district, so you're right there. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your call. Another listener says, isn't giving away $20 gift cards for a $1 donation kind of like buying votes? But you're not voting. You're not buying a vote. We're not doing the 120 exchange for, hey, vote for me in the caucus or vote for me at the primary. You're giving a dollar donation so you can be counted as a donor and the governor can get on the debate stage. That's all about. All right, what else we got here? Texture says, Doug is making an investment so he can debate. No catch there. Even if you don't want to vote for him, he's just trying to get up and debate. What the heck is wrong with that? Okay, good. Good, 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 good. We have some common sense surging through the text line here today. Would people donate a dollar without getting something in return? I don't know. Some people have. But not in the numbers like this. This gets people's attention. Scott, the $19 to me is buying votes. It's no different than going around and offering people $19 for their ballots. I believe California, homeless and reservations got in trouble for offering people money for their ballots. This isn't for a ballot. This isn't for a vote. This is for a $20 gift card that you get that gets him on the debate stage.
Scott, if people are so up in arms about this, Scott, imagine what they are up in arms, how up in arms they're going to be when I tell you that Vivek Ramaswamy's presidential campaign is offering to give donors a cut of his fundraising.
How's that work?
You tell me, but...
Do you have details?
The Huffington Post, I'm going to his website right now to see if I can sign up for this, but Huffington Post says, yeah, you donate to us, we'll offer to give you a cut of the...
Well, that's a little vague. What quote, do I get half? Do I get three quarters? I want more details. I wonder how they distribute it. See what you can find there. It's kind of
absolutely.
But that is a version of what Governor Burgum is doing. And he probably has the same issue. He needs to get on the debate stage. Texter says, good morning. So when the Paralyzed Veterans of America send me a solicitation letter that says, send us $25 and we will match with three times that amount, is that a prostitute? I don't think so. I think that's a creative way to raise funds for a very good organization. Many of the people are donating just for the 19 bucks. They don't have to vote for Doug. And he may not be the Republican person who runs. Precisely. Exactly right. Sid felt pretty strongly about this, but he makes no sense. Nobody has prostituted anything to Doug Burgum. He still has to win votes. Yeah. Somebody compared the $20 deal with the student loan forgiveness. Exactly correct. It's money in politics that buys support. The only difference is the student loan forgiveness is taxpayer dollars. The taxpayers are the ones that are not getting the dollars that they should get. Maybe Kamala Harris can help us sort this all out. What is AI, Madam Vice President?
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters.
AI is two letters. Chris, write that down. Write that down. I didn't know AI was two letters.
It means artificial intelligence.
Is that what it means? Okay.
Wow.
Ultimately, what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine... And we can predict then if we think about what machine.
All right, she's going to talk for the entire break, and we'll try and decipher what she says when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Smart.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 10 before the top of the hour, we're chatting a moment with Chris Kubel. He is the director of the McKenzie County Ag Expo. What a facility, brand new to Watford City, McKenzie County. And they have a fun event tomorrow night, the 40X FMX Freestyle Motocross Show. So we'll talk with Chris coming up here in just a little bit, tell you a little bit about that on What's On Your Mind. All right. Let's, in the meantime, get a couple more texts in here. for you on the program. I took Doug's texter says, I took Doug's offer even though I will never vote for him. I'm an only Trumper. There you go. I would too. It's not saying you're voting for Doug Burgum. You don't even get that say. Iowa and New Hampshire are going to get that say before you have a shot. It's up to them anyway. That's why I'd take advantage of the deal. If I were you. Makes perfect sense. Couple other texts. Scott, I don't see any difference between Burgum spending $1 million in advertising to get on the stage versus offering $20 for $1. It's a smart move. I think it's a smart move. I called it brilliant. Some people took exception to that. Very sorry. I think what one of your callers was trying to say is that Burgum is buying his way onto the stage. Average Joe like you or me doesn't have the money to do that, which feels like a very dishonest way to start a campaign. The prize is the debate stage. If Governor Burgum is not on that debate stage, candidacy over. So this is a tactic to a greater strategy. That's all. Texter said Governor Burgum should grab a phone book and list the folks and the donated funds. That'd be one way to do it. Chris Kubel is here, director of the McKenzie County Ag Expo. Chris, congratulations, by the way, on a beautiful new facility. Great addition to McKenzie County.
Oh, man, it's awesome. We've had a couple events here, and they've been huge and a huge success, and it's just going great out here right at the moment.
I can't wait for folks to see it, and tomorrow night might be the perfect time with that 406 FMX Freestyle Motocross Show. Tell us what you got planned.
It'd be a perfect night to come out and see us. We've got the 406 FMX Freestyle Motocross Shows. They're kind of a stunt team, comes out of Montana. They're bringing five stunt riders. We'll have motorcycles flipping in the air, and they've even got a UTV going to do a backflip for everybody. So, yeah, lots of exciting things happening. We'll have concessions, so come on down, have supper down here. We got the alcohol will be open, the beverages will be open, and then after that, make sure you head on down to Watford City's Main Street for Homefest.
Homefest is on. You got to take that in. Of course, Ribfest coming up, too, in a few weeks. This is going to be a lot of fun happening
you
in
bet.
Watford City.
Always something going on down here.
So front flips on a dirt bike and back flips on a UTV.
Yep. Yeah, and they're going to be flying for about 90 minutes. It's about an hour and a half show, and they're pretty awesome watching. They bring five guys. They bring a bunch of bike motorcycles, UTVs, and they just fly through the air for a full 90 minutes.
It sounds like pure entertainment. A lot of fun. Top freestyle motocross riders in the world. It'll be there 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Tickets are $15. Ages 5 and under are free. Tell folks a little bit about the McKenzie County Ag Expo if they haven't seen it.
So we offer 15,000 square foot of exhibit halls, which can be used for wedding venues, banquets, conferences. We're actually, thanks to the landfill that got us our big expo cleaned out from our stock shows, and we've got the road and bridge crew. They're coming in today, and we're hauling in the dirt. So we're actually flipping the main arena from a stock show into our arena, so we can start holding equestrian events, motocross, go-karts, that kind of thing. So the dirt's moving. We're ready to start the next phase of this project.
That's fantastic, and that's just adds to the quality of life of the community, doesn't it?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, what we have here is just great. Watford, McKenzie County, the commissioners have just been outstanding, looking forward to the future. And by building this, hopefully bring a lot of entertainment, a lot of good things happening to McKenzie County.
How long has it been in the works?
So we started the project, kind of started talking about in 2019, the fall of 2021, we broke ground, and yeah, the fair was our grand opening here just a few weeks ago, and we're already on our third event, so this is exciting. We've already had a bunch of meetings coming in. I think the gals, they've got like four weddings already booked, so we're moving right along. We're starting to book up, so if you're interested, sir, come on, give us a call at 842-EXPO, or look us up on the web at mcagexpo.com. But yeah, give us a holler. Come out and check out the place. If you got any meetings, any parties, anything, we're here to help you.
And tomorrow night, that 406 FMX Freestyle Motocross Show going to be a blast. 7 p.m. at the all-new McKenzie County Ag Expo. Open the doors at 6. Got it. Chris, thanks a ton. Appreciate the time, and congrats again.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
5 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. When we come back, I hit some hot topics all across North Dakota and some big oil and gas news. After the MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off your order.